It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Fort Collins resident is the first person to receive a U.S. passport with an X as a gender marker instead of male or female. Dana Zim received their passport in the mail yesterday. Zim is intersex and non-binary and a Navy veteran. The debate over adding an X gender marker was the subject of a six-year legal battle, which ended with a permanent federal policy change allowing it. Black Hills energy customers could see their gas bills increase by nearly 50% this winter. CPR's Miguel Otaro reports state regulators approved the rate hike Wednesday.
The utility says the increase is needed to pay for an expected surge in natural gas prices due to supply shortages and increased demand during colder months. Public Utilities Commissioner Megan Gilman says the rate hikes could come on top of other bill increases from utilities recovering costs from last winter storm and hit many customers still strapped for money because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Looking at all of those combined, you know, it looks like a very tough situation for the ratepayers, especially if we see commodity prices increase at the amount that is here.
About 178,000 Black Hills customers could see their average annual gas bills jump anywhere from 32 to 46% starting in November. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Denver International Airport has finished the first phase of its Great Hall expansion. This part of the project added check-in space for United, Southwest, and Frontier Airlines. There are new ticketing areas and places to check bags. New security checkpoints are the next phase of the project, which is set for completion in 2024. Planners are still working on a third phase of the project. Colorado Springs city leaders are reviewing plans for what would become the city's tallest building. A developer wants to put up a 25-story apartment building with construction starting next year. The 16-story Wells Fargo Tower is currently the highest point on the Springs skyline. It was built in 1990. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today near 60, a sunny day, and then warmer temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News.